This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد يقول الله تعالى في كتابه المبين بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I want us to go back to the fourth year after Al-Hijra of the Prophet ﷺ. The Muslims have migrated to Al-Madinah and they have established a state, and the leader of that state is Muhammad ﷺ. And amongst them are the tribes of the Arabs, Al-Aws wal-Khazraj, who many of them have accepted Islam. And we have the tribes of Al-Yahud, of the Jews, Banu Nadir, Banu Qaynuqa' wa Banu Qurayza, who are in the vicinity of Al-Madinah. And some are in the northern areas of Al-Khaybar. And what had happened now, the Battle of Badr had just happened. The Muslims had a military defeat. And so Quraysh, the mushrikun of Quraysh in Mecca, they said, let's take advantage of this and try to wipe out al-Islam. And so now they try to communicate with the tribes of the Jews in Medina so they can conspire against the Muslims, because the Jews had a treaty with the Muslims. The Jews had a treaty with the Muslims that they will defend each other and they will not attack each other, and they will not help any other of the enemies of that state. And as we know, they broke the treaty. And the main tribe that we are talking about today is Banu Nadir. And so Banu Nadir now, they started conspiring against the Muslims. And so their leader started talking with Abu Sufyan before he became Muslim, who was the leader of the mushrikeen in Mecca. And so now the Prophet ﷺ found out about this conspiracy and this treason. And so he warned them. And so they told him, the Jews told the Prophet ﷺ, come to us and we will meet and we will talk about this. And what they had planned is to assassinate the Prophet ﷺ. They had planned to throw a boulder down on the Prophet ﷺ. But of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him. And so after committing another act of treason, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you have 10 days to leave Al-Madinah. The Prophet ﷺ told Banu Nadir, you have 10 days to leave Al-Madinah. And so they refused. And as you know, Banu Nadir, they had fortresses, really strong fortresses. And so they went and they hid in their fortresses, thinking that they could outlast the Muslims, the siege of the Muslims. And so they went to hide in their fortresses. And eventually, after 2 weeks of siege, they surrender to the Muslims. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the adl of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They had committed treason. And they refused to leave the first time. But the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, you can leave and take whatever you want with you. Whatever you can carry on your camels, on your horses, take whatever you want. And so they would do what they would do. They would put everything. They would even take off the doors and the locks and everything. And they would ruin the houses so the Muslims could not benefit from them. Subhanallah. And then they left and they went to the northern side of Khaybar. And eventually they actually were kicked out of there and they went to the areas of Asham, which is present-day Syria and Lebanon and Palestine. And Quran came down speaking about this incident. In Surah Al-Hashr, chapter 59. And today we want to take a few minutes discussing this surah because it's a very beautiful surah and it's very related to what is happening today. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this surah is very short actually, it's only 24 verses. It's a Madani surah. As we mentioned, this happened in the time of after Al-Hijra, Al-Madinah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr, and Al-Hashr means the gathering. Yeah, this is the first Hashr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned where the Jews were gathered. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts by praising Himself. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make something very straightforward. That you, O Muslims, you need to understand that you are the ones who are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us. He does not need our praise. As a matter of fact, everything that is in the heavens and in the earth, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, they are praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Al-Aziz, the Almighty, and Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. He's the All-Wise in His creation. And He's the All-Wise in His decree. And He's the All-Wise that can give Al-Izzah to whoever He wants. This is the first point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make clear. And then He tells us, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ لِأَوَّلِ الْحَشَرِ. One of the first lessons we get here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that هو الذي, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who drove out Banu Nadir from their own homes. هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them two adjectives. They are from Ahl al-Kitab, Banu Nadir, from the people of the book, but they are the ones who disbelieved. They disbelieved in the message of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that he was a true messenger. As a matter of fact, some of the mu'arrikhin, the scholars, they say the tribes of the Jews actually went to Arabia waiting for the Prophet. Yani they went to the land of Yathrib, of Al-Madinah. They were expecting, waiting for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But because he was not from their own lineage, they said, no, we're not going to follow. فَكَفَرُوا. They refused. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a lesson and telling us here that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who drove them out. Not you, O Muslims. It's not by your own power. The Muslims had gained power now. And they were forced to be reckoned with. But listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Because in this incident, there was no fighting. Aslan. They were driven out. Allah says, number one, هُوَ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, from their own homes. And they've been there for a long time. Then Allah says, مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. You, O Muslims, O believers, you never thought that they would ever leave. Because Banu Nadir were so wealthy. They had fortresses. They had power. And so nobody thought that they would ever leave like that. Why would they ever just leave? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. You, O Muslims, O believers, never thought that they would ever leave. And the Jews, they said, وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُصُونُهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And the Jews, Banu al-Nadir, they thought that their husun, their fortresses, would protect them from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. Think about what is happening right now. When people look at Israel and their military power, people look at them and they say, how can they lose when they have support of all these nations? You would never think that they would be defeated. مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. And they themselves, they think they're invincible. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مَانِعَتُهُمْ حُصُونُهُمْ. Their fortresses, their domes, the military power. And so Allah says, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. And this is a very beautiful point here. Allah says, أَتَاهُمْ, يعني Allah came to them. They're in their fortresses. The Muslims couldn't get in. And they had these nakhil, these palm trees all around their fortresses. So even armies can't surround them properly. And they were there for days. The Muslims there were there for days. So Allah says, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. Allah came to them from a place that that Banu Nadir did not expect. And you, O believers, didn't expect. From where? From the right, from the left, from the top? فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanah, how powerful and how mighty. He's Al-Aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَذَف, يعني he cast, he threw in their hearts, قَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, يعني in the hearts of Banu al-Nadir, الرُّعْبِ. وَالرُّعْبِ is not just fear, it's extreme fear. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. And this is a lesson for the Muslims. The first thing you should be worried about is not about military power, is not how many soldiers you have. And remember we said, this is not just a military battle. This is a battle of the hearts and minds. This is a battle that every individual Muslim needs to understand in our hearts first. Allah is saying, when you have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side, you don't even have to raise a finger. Allah قَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبِ. يعني Allah put extreme fear in their hearts. And then He caused them to surrender. مَا ظَنَنْتُمْ أَن يَخْرُجُوا. You did not think that they would ever leave. And then Allah says, يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَيْدِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The believers are attacking from the outside. So they're destroying the homes of Banu al-Nadir. And Banu al-Nadir now, after they surrendered, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told them, you need to leave. And so they start ruining their own homes. يُخْرِبُونَ بُيُوتَهُمْ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ, with their own hands. And then Allah says, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Take heed. Learn the lesson. يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Oh, you who have basira. Oh, you who can see and understand. Because this is something that might repeat. And subhanallah, if you go back to 1948, what happened to the Palestinians? Almost a million of them were driven out from their homes. Allah is saying, فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Take heed. Because this could happen to you. And the question is, what caused Banu al-Nadir to be driven out of their homes? It is rejecting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will see at that time how the state of the Muslims, where they're obeying the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you read down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ شَاقُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. The reason why they were driven out is because they opposed an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَن يُشَاقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And those who oppose Allah and His Messenger, then Allah is شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And then further down the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a very important point. وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. يعني whatever the Prophet ﷺ gives you, you have to take it. And whatever he told you to stay away from, stay away from it. Was that what the Muslims were doing at that time? When they were driven out? And if you go read in the history, that was not the case. People did not care about their deen. They did not care what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. And in this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then starts to explain how can you get to that place. The place where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave victory to the believers without even raising one sword. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts explaining the dynamics that gets an ummah to be that powerful and that strong and that solid and that united. And so he talks about the muhajirin, the immigrants that left Mecca. للفقراء المهاجرين. And Allah mentioned that they left for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. But that's not enough. Allah then mentions the Ansar who received them. وَالَّذِينَ تَبَوَّأُوا الدَّارَ وَالْإِيمَانِ يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. Is that really what happens now when the Muslims, are we welcoming to the other Muslims? Is that what's happening in our Muslim countries? Or are we raising rents and taxing and driving them out and closing borders? And then Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ. And those believers that came after them, making dua to their other brothers, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh Allah, don't put any hatred in our hearts for any other believers. You go down the surah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes even more further and more specific to the individual level. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Every single person have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Think about what have you prepared for the Akhirah. Because when every single person thinks like that, then you get people like Muhajirin and Al-Ansar. At the individual level, every single person, including myself, فَلْيَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. What have you prepared for tomorrow, for your Akhirah? وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And have fear of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَفْعَلُونَ. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Brothers, if you can try to move forward to your left, inshallah, make some space. Barakallahu feekum. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is speaking to every individual. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O you who believe. If you want to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you victory and be with you, then every single one of you needs to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, needs to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and needs to prepare for the future, for his akhirah. And now he tells us, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those who forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgot about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that comes with consequences in this dunya and in the akhirah. One of the themes of this surah is that leaving your deen is not just consequences in the akhirah. There's consequences in this dunya. And so if you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forget you. And then he finishes the surah with describing his attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Showing to us that really what it boils down to is that every Muslim needs to go back to at-tawheed. Go back to connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that when every individual does that, goes back to knowing who Allah is. Who's Allah to you? Allah tells us, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And he describes almost 15 attributes. 15 attributes. There's no other surah that does that. To show you that you want victory in this dunya, you want izzah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this surah saying, هُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And he finishes the surah with وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Showing you that if you want izzah, فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. You want izzah, O Muslims? Al-izzah with Allah. Who is Allah? He describes himself in 15 attributes, in 3 ayat. And so I really think that every Muslim needs to open up the surah and read it and reflect. Because it will empower us. Because this Quran was not revealed for the people of Arabia 1400 years ago. This Quran was revealed for us as well. فَاعْتَبِرُوا يَا أُولِي الْأَبْصَارِ. Allah says, take heed, O people of insight. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of insight. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma azza al-Islam wal-Muslimin. وَاحْمِ حَوْزَةَ الدِّينِ وَدَمِّرْ أَعْدَاءَ الدِّينِ ووحد بين صفوف المسلمين. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ثم صلوا وسلموا على خاتم النبيين ورسول رب العالمين، فقد أمرتم بذلك في كتابه المبين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.